So certainly the experience as an oncologist taking care of patients with breast cancer is very different for a woman with metastatic triple negative and for localized triple negative. And I want to kind of spend most of our time today getting into kind of how it works in your own practice, and particularly how you integrate the individual preferences and issues with each patient that you see in crafting a decision with them. So we asked you to come up with a patient with localized disease so we could get into the issue of triple negative disease. And of course, as we guessed, you pulled somebody who was involved with I-SPY because almost all your patients are involved with I-SPY. It's great because I want to see what's going on with I-SPY. But anyhow, what happened with this 33-year-old physician?
So this is actually a physician who is in post-residency training who presented actually kind of overnight with a big mass in her left breast. And she, you know, she lived a busy life, you know, working many long hours and with a long call. And so she noticed a sort of swelling in her breast, and that rapidly became quite large, painful and distorted the appearance of her breast with some nipple inversion. And so she came in for evaluation and was found on imaging to have a big mass. It's interesting, you know, these very young women, often the tumors are not well seen on any kind of mammography, standard mammography. And, you know, having just seen a woman who was in some other local places where she was referred and people kept saying, oh, you're too young, it's a fibroadenoma. And I think, you know, that's a really dangerous thing. And it doesn't hit us as oncologists, but we see those patients. And it's just so important for that education to hit people in practice that even though it's uncommon, we do see breast cancers in young women. So, you know, she came in, had this ultrasound that showed a, you know, a tumor that was a little under 2 centimeters, although on exam, the tumor was much larger. And on exam, we could also find an axillary node. A core biopsy showed a triple negative breast cancer with a Ki-67 of 70%. And although we could feel the node, we actually did fine needle aspiration several times of her axillary nodes, and they were benign. So that was kind of encouraging. We did an MRI then, which we do in young women with these dense breasts where you really can't see things well on the mammogram. And she had actually, which we see a lot in these triple negative cancers, central hypodensity, which was consistent with central necrosis of this large mass. And overall, the total size of the mass was just a little under 4 centimeters, so 3.8 centimeters. Another thing we see in these young women where the ultrasound really often undersizes the tumor. The tumor is actually quite a bit larger on MRI. Although again, MRI is very sensitive and not as specific, so you have to be cautious in what you recommend for surgery in those women.
Could I just ask, I'm just kind of curious what the MRI showed of the nodes that were negative on FNA.
Right. She has these prominent axillary nodes. One of the problems we always get into as oncologists is we see people after they've been poked a lot. So we have to be a little cautious. And we have to be cautious in our exams, too. You know, you don't want to recommend a mastectomy for a young woman without germline mutations based on something that's not really the extent of her tumor, particularly if you could shrink it with initial therapy, because this is a lifelong issue for these women who may be cured of their disease. So she actually had an MRI that was done after she'd had a core biopsy of her breast and fine needle aspirations of her axillary nodes twice. So it did show some prominence of the axillary nodes. And sometimes, you know, I've seen this in some of the young women where we get discordance. You know, we find nodes that feel like they should have cancer. They look a little funny on MRI and ultrasound, but we do the needle aspirations and they don't have cancer in them. Obviously, we sample at the time of surgery. And for a big triple negative cancer, having a positive node or not is not going to alter our treatment preoperatively. And I think the key thing is that most of these women do not need extensive axillary node sampling. So if you do a sentinel node and, you know, any enlarged nodes right around it, and those are negative, you can feel pretty confident. You know, these women also, they present with big cancers, they're young, they're all going to need radiation. You know, we don't need to do big axillary dissections in these women, even though we're not 100% sure whether or not originally their node had cancer in it.